Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Just good day to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, Super Bowl 55 style. Gotta love that. Tom Brady, Patrick, my homie Mahomes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs have an opportunity to go back-to-back. Tampa Bay has an opportunity to win one in their backyard. I don't think it gets much better than that. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
I am doing good. It's another Super Bowl Sunday for us. Look, we got two great teams, but I'm sure we'll get to that at some point during the show today. But I'm ready to go, buddy.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's other things happening, but the Super Bowl weighs heavily on our minds today. History, history, history. That's all I can say. We've said it a little bit before. We have the past, the future, and the present all before our very eyes in this very game, Super Bowl 55. I think we're all pretty excited about it. I'm pretty sure we're all excited about it. But we're just getting loosened up, a lot to get into, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, you know we've always got you covered. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business, so it's important you go with a company you can trust. And nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna, it's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Under center Mahomes, offset eye, fake handoff to the fullback, and a quick throw in the end zone, caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kelce! A tight end just caught a one-yard touchdown pass by Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs are back in business. Second down goal. Mahomes under center. Snap, spin, rolls, fakes the pitch. Once, twice, he runs in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs have taken the lead late in the first quarter.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That could be exactly what the case is. They make it out slow, like they always do, and by the end of the first quarter, Kansas City Chiefs might have things under control. We'll have to wait and see. Super Bowl 55 coming at us in a few hours from now. So, yeah, we'll be talking a lot about that. But get used to hearing Patrick Mahomes. Get used to hearing Tom Brady and past, future, and the present all right before our very eyes. But without further ado, we're going to jump out to the phones and hook up with our first guest of the day, none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us from Toronto, Canada. John, good morning. You got me, Andy, and you got Mike. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. I'm looking outside. It's beautiful. Another beautiful day. We've had a... I know you don't want to hear this, but we've had a tremendous winter as far as it goes here, and 70-degree days are happening left and right, maybe even some 80-degree days. So the rest of the world, the rest of the country is struggling with this time of year. I'm not going to lie. I'm not struggling with the weather that we're having right now. So with that being said, I do want to talk NFL football with you, but first, let's talk some NHL hockey. And you know what? COVID, it ain't going away, and it seems like it's causing some havoc with NHL hockey. I don't know how they get through this, John. I really don't.
Well, I don't either, quite frankly. And, you know, just to close off your comment on the weather, to make you feel real good, I'm sitting looking out the window here at my house, and the temperature is 19 Fahrenheit, and with the wind chill, it's 7 Fahrenheit. So I think it's pretty safe to say that you would not trade with me if I made that offer.
No, not right now. No thanks, John.
You know, you talk about COVID, and we've been through this with every sport. You know, like, obviously, we got through it last year with hockey and baseball and basketball, obviously in a much different atmosphere and setup than we thought we would at the start of each of those seasons. looks like we're going to get through the NFL season with a few bumps along the way with the Super Bowl today bringing the season to a close. But hockey has become a bit of an issue. You know, we're starting to see teams calling off games, postponing games, rescheduling games, adding games to these existing, I'm going to call them series, because while they're not on consecutive days, they're very much like a baseball series. Classic example, the Vancouver Canucks are in Toronto here at the moment. They played Thursday night, they played Saturday night, they'll play again Monday night. Very much like a baseball series here for three games. I don't know how the players do it, quite frankly, because my understanding is that the protocol is that the team is restricted to the hotel and travel to the rink, the hotel, and traveling to and from between those two places. So Toronto's a great place to visit, as is Vancouver, if the shoe was on the other foot. But quite frankly, I just can't see being in a city and spending 4 days, 5 days, doing nothing but being in a hotel with the same bunch of people, being at the rink with the same bunch of people, and being on a bus or walking underground to an arena. I just don't see what kind of a life that is, quite frankly. But maybe if you were paying me $9 or $10 million a year, I might look at it a whole lot differently. But we've seen it so far. We've seen a lot of teams have to postpone and reschedule games. I mean, looking at the Florida Panthers, I think they've only played 8 games, and other teams, I think Vancouver's played 15, the Leafs have played 12, so it's all over the map. There's lots of off days built in there to take care of this, but we're not going to get through this easily, that's for sure.
John, good morning, and as I'm looking out my back window and patio, all I see is blue sky and sunshine.
Oh,
so,
I'm sure you're not going to trade either.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, 7 degrees Celsius either. I'll give you that much. But my question is simply this, John: is the NHL just, are they going to get through the season? I mean, it doesn't seem like they will, but we all know this is a money grab to get as many games in and to complete, you know, TV contracts and that kind of thing. But, you know, in your opinion, do they make it through?
Well, it's no different than the other sports, Mike, as we've talked about many times. It's a money grab, as you put it. Frankly, I didn't think we'd get through the Major League Baseball season. I figured we'd get maybe a month into that and find out that it wasn't working and that would be aborted. I really didn't think we'd see the NFL completed with the Super Bowl being played on the date that it was originally scheduled for. We saw so many changes during the week. I think we joked earlier in this series of shows that, you know, we used to have Thursday night football, Monday night football, and Sunday afternoon football. But at times this year, we've had Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday afternoons, Friday mornings, Saturday afternoons, you name it, we've had it. So every sport has been through it. I didn't think we'd make it through any of these seasons, quite frankly. So I'm not going to change my tune now and say that we will get through the NHL season. I don't think that we will. I think there's a chance that they might, but quite frankly, there's just so much going on here that I just don't see it happening. And they're doing everything they can to reduce the travel by making the divisions geographic and, as I mentioned, keeping people sort of in a semi-bubble between the rink and getting to the rink and getting to the hotel. But at the end of the day, these people are all mixing with other people. They all have families. They're all mixing with other people on their team. I don't know, there's 27 or 28 guys on a roster. You add 10 or 12 guys for training staff and coaching staff and medical staff. You're probably looking at upwards of 50 people on any given NHL team. When you add all of those extra parts in, pure numbers alone, and the math is quite simple here, these people all have to interact with one or two other people outside the hockey rink and the hockey environment, and it just multiplies out. So do I think they'll get through it? No, I think they'll give it one heck of a chance, and I thought hockey did a real good job with it last year. I don't think there were any games postponed because of COVID last year when they had that bubble environment in Edmonton and Toronto for the Stanley Cup playoffs. But this is a little bit different. We're playing in 30 different cities or 31 different cities. And there has to be some downside to this. And I'm hoping I'm wrong, but quite frankly, I can see some hiccups coming along the way.
I think that's pretty well said. I agree with that 100%. It's a tough time that we're going through, and it kind of makes me think about the world that we're living in general, and what do these numbers mean right now that these guys are getting in any sport? Are they the same as they would be if it was a normal situation, I guess is my question, John?
Well, I guess that all depends on the wording of the respective player association agreements with their respective leagues. Don't pretend to have the first clue about the agreement between the NBA and its players association or the NFL and its players association. But in terms of baseball, my understanding is that the players will receive full $100 for this season, whether the season is 154 games, which has been proposed, or 162, which looks like they're going to try and do. In terms of hockey, as far as I know, they're making a prorated salary on 56 of 82 games, which I believe is about 68%. I don't think that the reduction is to 68%, but I think it's less than 100. I think it's around 80%, but there's all kinds of agreements about service time and free agent time and all this kind of stuff. They're all unique. They're all kind of going with the flow, I guess, is the best way to put it. But let's face it, even if you're making minimum salary in any of those pro sports, you're still making a pretty decent living, so you want to keep at it as much as you can. Plus, you've got a limited term in terms of your career time. So they're all going to try, no question about that.
Yeah, definitely. We've been watching it all unfold for the last year and year plus now. So, yeah, they're absolutely going to give it a shot. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll continue talking about hockey, baseball, and then, yep, we're going to have to do some NFL football with John Poulter. So keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And a shot by Reed, turned aside by Holtby. Thrown by Theodore, and that blocked down. Theodore again crossed over, lost it, but back to England, and his shot is directed to glass. Another try in front. That's Ralph Starr! Got it to the back, England. Across now to Theodore. But off the stick of Smith-Pelly. Couldn't get it by Theodore. Theodore moving on with it now. Drew on a runner, but score! No sack!
This is Dorf on Sports.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
First pitch, and Brantley drives this one deep to right center field. It sends back Fraley at the wall, looking up. See you later! See you later! A walk-off two-run home run for Michael Brantley. And the Astros win it in the bottom of the 13th by the final score of 11-9.
Ryan Anderson doubled his first time, digs in. And Anderson drills one deep left center field. Gone! A grand slam for Brian Anderson.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That's right. Play some ball. Welcome back in, everybody. And speaking of that, I mean, love hearing those sounds of the bats cracking and the boys of summer. We know they're literally right around the corner from getting started, but I also think that what I saw last year, it was tough watching Major League Baseball without fans in the stands. I'm sorry, but I love sports and I love talking about them, but I'm also truthful with you people. That was a tough watch. It was probably the most difficult watch out of every sport for me. Hockey, I don't feel like I'm just so into the game. It doesn't make a big difference. Basketball, I think it's kind of similar. Football, absolutely. And so in the sense there, baseball, without the fans, I do really think it hurts the game a tremendous amount, John. What say you?
Don't disagree with you. I might have a slightly different opinion on the hockey than you do. I'm into the game as much as you are when I watch a hockey game, but having been to many, many games at the old Maple Leaf Gardens and the current Scotiabank Arena, to watch the Leafs over the last 50 years, I got to tell you that there's a whole difference, even on television, watching a hockey game with fans and without fans. It's a little easier, perhaps, than a baseball game because there's not as many lulls in a hockey game as there is in a baseball game. Your distractions are a little different for a baseball game. I find them both tough. Football, I don't find all that tough because, to me, it's just like watching a game in the stands without the noise in the background, and they do have that piped-in noise. But I find the hockey a little hard to watch. I found the baseball very hard to watch, and frankly, I thought the players' attitudes last year were a little bit different. It was almost like they did not enjoy being unable to mingle with the fans and chat with the fans between innings and tossing balls in, foul balls in, that kind of stuff. I did notice a difference, but yeah, it's a whole different world. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I think it's tough for everybody to adjust. I'm sorry, Mike. I just think it's tough for everybody to adjust in the sense of, you know, they had to adjust of not having the fans in the stands. Now they're going to have to adjust to having fans come back in the stands. I do think there is going to be an adjustment period. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, that's fine. No, John, my question simply was this. You know, Trevor Bauer going to the Dodgers when everybody thought he was going to the Mets. I mean, what the heck happened there, and what do the Mets do from this point?
Well, don't know what the Mets do. We know that the Mets have a big checkbook. There's not very much out there, I think, that's left to go out and sign. I think they're going to have to work with what they've got. But I did a little exercise last night and this morning on this Bauer contract because, quite frankly, the numbers absolutely floored me. 3 years, $102 million, $40 million year one, $45 million year two, $17 million year three is what is being reported. Apparently, there's opt-outs on the player's behalf after year one and year two, so it basically means he's a revolving free agent. Clearly, the third year becomes an insurance policy for Bauer and nothing else. If he has one or two good seasons and is healthy, he clearly won't pitch for $17 million in 2023. He's got a lot of leverage. But here's an interesting exercise for you. Just for the fun of it, I compared Bauer and another pitcher, and for now we'll call this pitcher Pitcher X. And I took out the 2020 stats because, A, that was Bauer's best year and what this salary is based on, and it was a very small sample size. Both of these players have been in the major leagues for 9 years. Bauer is 30, Pitcher X is 33, so there's a slight difference there. But career-wise, Bauer is 70 and 60. Pitcher X was 98 and 68, 194 games, 204 for Bauer, 247 for Pitcher X. Innings pitched were close, 11-17 for Bauer, 13-42 for Pitcher X. The whip was identical at 1.3 in both cases. The ERA, Bauer, 4.04, Pitcher X, 3.59. So you'd have to think that these two guys would be in the same snack bracket in terms of their salaries. Pitcher X is Lance Lynn.
Huh.
Now, if I said to you Lance Lynn and somebody was going to line up to pay him $102 million for 3 years after his contract expires this year, with all due respect to Lance Lynn, you'd probably wonder what I put on my cornflakes this morning. But you take out last year, and to me, these guys are the same pitcher. So I'm sitting here wondering, other than the fact that he had one good short season of 11 starts, which he pitched two complete games, had two shutouts, I struggle to understand how you justify paying anybody this kind of money. I mean, to me, these are the same pitcher, short of what they did last year. Different
right.
sample size. But, like, to me, how is there such a disparity in these two guys' salaries? I mean, Lynn, I guess, is going to be with the White Sox this season. He's 20 games over 500 in a nine-year major league career. 3.59 ERA, that's not bad. But, you know, here's Bauer a year ago with a career 4.04 ERA, and he's pulling in this kind of cash. Have the Dodgers gone nuts?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm with you. People are nuts. That's insane. That just is mind-boggling. That's a great comparison that you did too, John. That's good work. All right, we got to do this because it is Super Bowl Sunday. Let's switch gears and let's talk legacy. Tom Brady and obviously Patrick Mahomes. We got the past, the future, and the present right before our very eyes. Right. So,
yeah.
What is the difference in this game? John?
Well, I think it's going to be who gets out to the best start. We've seen in the playoff games that the Buccaneers have played so far, we've seen they've played really well in the first quarter, quite well in the second quarter, not as well in the second half. So I think from their point, they have to get into this game quickly. Mahomes, I think, has to get into the game quickly because he was hurt a couple of games ago, and yes, he seems to be a lot better, and he seems to be fit. There's no question that he is going to play. But at the end of the day, he's got to get a good start. But a couple of real quirky things going on here. Brady has six Super Bowl wins. So let's assume for a second here that Tampa Bay wins today. So if Tampa Bay wins today, that's clearly his seventh. With seven Super Bowl wins, he would have more than any other franchise. New England has six, and Pittsburgh has six. Brady would have seven. I guess that tells us something about Brady. And he would also become just the second quarterback in the history of the Super Bowl to start and be the winning quarterback on two different franchises, Peyton Manning, of course, being the other one. If Mahomes wins, he becomes one of a list of many who quarterback the same team to two different Super Bowl to two Super Bowls. His future is ahead of him. I don't see Tampa Bay winning this game. I just think Kansas City is a, I've thought of them all season as a juggernaut. I mean, they were they really tested in the AFC? I don't believe they were. I think they lost a game late in the season when it was pretty much locked up. So I got to think that they're a stronger team. But then I look at the Bucs. They've got Tom Brady, you know, as I say, the all-time winning quarterback in terms of Super Bowls. I got to think it's going to be a close game, but I'm thinking that Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs come out on top here, maybe by 3 points, 7 points. But I just think it's Kansas City's year.
You and I are on the same page, you know, and I think you spoke pretty well about obviously Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, and I think there's so much riding on their shoulders. That's why it almost makes me feel like it's going to have to be somebody else that actually is the difference maker, whether it's Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill for Patrick Mahomes or Leonard Fournette or somebody along those lines for Tom Brady. So what's your final score? Give us your final score of the game.
I'm going to say Kansas City 21, Tampa Bay 18.
Wow, so kind of a low-scoring game. I can see that scenario, but I can also see a scenario where it's 38-31. So maybe it's somewhere
right,
between
it's
there,
exciting.
John.
Yeah, I hope you're right, because that means it'll be a more exciting game.
True. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah. Take care, guys. Always a pleasure. Talk next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, showing us that he can do more than just NHL and Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal to the end zone. And right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Any credit card can offer cash back. But only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
40 seconds remaining, first quarter. In the eye, Patrick Mahomes. Fullback Sherman shifts to the right. They're going to run a sprint option action. Mahomes keeps it. He dives right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a one-yard touchdown run. His third rushing touchdown of his postseason career.
Second down and two. New England's at their own 33. Brady's in the gun. Four-man rush. Brady moves up. He's hit. The ball short three. It's picked up by Philadelphia. Picked up on the play by Barnett. It was loose, and Brady was trying to throw. He was hit. The ball jarred free. And Barnett, the rookie, picks it up for the Eagles. Brady sits in disbelief. They haven't touched him all night, except right there. And it comes up with the biggest defensive play of the game. It's a fumble. And Philadelphia gets their first sack, their first turnover. Graham knocked it away. And Barnett got the loose ball for the Eagle D with 2:09 to play.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
That's right, baby. I like the bacon. I like the biscuits. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, baby. That's the Dorf, man. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson hanging out with me like he always does. Thoughts and opinions, people. We encourage them. We welcome them. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can always check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. And then on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. I'm in the midst, Mike, of putting out a Super Bowl post for us on the page because you and I are a little bit slow. They changed things up on us, the dynamic of how it all worked. Took you and I a couple few days to figure out how to get things rocking and rolling. But I've got an interesting one. It does have some Brady and Mahomes in it. And then there's even a little picture where it has Tom Brady carrying Patrick Mahomes on his shoulders, and it says, you know, take your son to work day, February 7th, 2021. Obviously, that's a joke, but the truth is I'm excited. You're excited. Super Bowl 55. We got a dude that's played in 10 Super Bowls. This will be his 10th Super Bowl. We got a guy that's playing in his second consecutive Super Bowl, looking to be back-to-back champion, back-to-back Super Bowl MVP. I mean, I'm sorry, but this just has history written all over it, and I just can't wait to see how it all unfolds on the field later today, Mike.
No, I'm excited as well. We have two quarterbacks that the top of their game. One's considered the GOAT. The other one is I don't know. He could be the GOAT number two, I guess, for his generation when it's all said and done, possibly. But we got an offense in Kansas City that can light it up in mere minutes. And we got a guy that's been there, 10 times now. So, you know, all this stuff that takes place before the game, during the game, after the game is not really going to fade or phase Tom Brady at all. So like we've been saying and you've been saying for a while, we got the new versus the old. We got the future versus kind of the present and the past right now. So it's going to be interesting to see who makes the plays and who doesn't today.
Absolutely. You know, and again, I feel like there's a lot of playmakers out there on the field, right? And I said, you know, to John before we let him go, it's almost like it's a weird one, man. I know that the two guys that are the quarterbacks have the ability to be that guy and be so special because they're such great leaders. But I almost feel like that's why it's got to be somebody else today, right? I mean, it's got to be a Leonard Fournette, a guy that you're not necessarily thinking it could come from, but he's capable of it, or a Mike Evans who thinks he's the greatest wide receiver in the league when he's going up against a guy like Tyreek Hill who may actually be the best wide receiver in the game. And then obviously, Gronkowski with how great he's been over the years. And then you got this Travis Kelce guy. There's a lot of really cool individual matchups, but there's something that tells me, again, it's very easy for us to pick Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes to wind up being the Super Bowl MVP because they're the guy that's going to be touching the ball the most, right? And they're the catalyst. Everything starts with those guys. But that's why I feel like we're expecting it. Does it come from somewhere else is my question, Mike.
Well, you would think that it has a pretty good opportunity to do that because sometimes – that's what it does. You get a big play on special teams by a guy that, we couldn't pick out of a lineup at a police station. And then, we have like last year, it's Mahomes and, without any doubt. I expect the typical people that we expect to be the MVP to be the MVP in this. I just think there's too many big time players playing the biggest of big time games today. And so I expect Brady and Mahomes to be at the top of that list.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, like I said, it's very easy for us to pick those guys and you know what, rightfully so. They're great players and they could absolutely be in the mix. We know that. It goes without saying. But that's why something weird tells me it might have to be somebody else. How much of a factor do you think that the Andy Reid son situation is for this game?
That's hard to gauge because Andy Reid is so good at, I believe, and this is just my opinion, compartmentalizing stuff like that and to remain focused on the task at hand. Now, to say that doesn't enter his thoughts, before the game and just what's going on, with all of that, I would be gravely mistaken. But I think once the ball gets put on that tee and the ball's in the air and bullets are flying, he's going to be focused on the task at hand. All that other stuff with his family is going to come into play once the game is over. Whether he wins or loses, he's going to be asked about it, and whether he answers the questions or not about it, I don't see him answering the questions about it because it is I would think it would be a private matter for him to figure out, but it's going to be asked. But I think once the bullets are flying, he's going to be focused on what he needs to do for his team.
Yeah, no, I mean, and rightfully so. Look, we all deal with adversity, right? I mean, at the end of the day, bro, this is just more adversity. And if there is a team, if there is a coach, if there's a group of guys, in my humble opinion, that can rally together and get through something like this, it's absolutely those Kansas City Chiefs, Mike. So I'm on the same page with you, man. It's go time. The things happen in our lives. And quite frankly, you know what? Maybe they can use this as a little bit of motivation. Not going to be able to be at this game. Let's win this one for him, right? I mean, so
right.
There's a lot of different ways that you can use things. And for me, at this point, I don't think these guys need motivation. They're in the biggest game of the year, right? So I think this just comes down to pride. It comes down to execution. It comes down to who wants it more, man. I joke around with you about the Any Given Sunday speech with my buddy Al Pacino, but when he says, you fight for every inch and every mile and all this, it's true, brother. And you're going to war with that dude who's right next to you. So, you know what? I am excited, beyond excited. I really, really think we have ourselves one of the greatest matchups of all time when we're talking about Super Bowls. So buckle up, brother. Buckle up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's absolutely buckle up time. And, I'm just looking forward to it. I mean, we're going to have, 7 hours of pregame, depending on which cable station you're watching today and everybody's prognostications and you, what you and I think. I'm just looking forward to the ball getting kicked in the air and Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes today. I mean, that's just going to be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm also thinking a lot about the other things that are going on in the NFL right now. Obviously, Deshaun Watson out there a little bit for maybe the taking. I saw Carson Wentz now on the trading block, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, and to me, again, makes a lot of sense. He's been struggling for quite a while now. But all I'm thinking, though, in general with this is there's like some second-tier quarterback guys out there. And I would argue that Deshaun Watson is not a second-tier guy. I think he's right there on the cusp of being an elite quarterback. If you're a team that needs a quarterback, who are you going after? Who do you have to have?
That's a good question, because you're not, you know, are you asking, you know, if you want Deshaun Watson, what are you going to have to give up to get him? Is that what your question is?
I'm asking what are you willing to do to go get him, I guess. So yes, that would definitely be part of the question that I'm asking you for sure. But right. what are you willing to do to get a guy like Deshaun Watson on your team?
Look, if and I'm just going to use my favorite team in Miami as the example. I mean, there's all sorts of rumors. Miami's going to try and go get him. You know, obviously you would probably have to put Tua up in the deal. Miami has a ton of draft picks. You could probably, with Houston, Miami has the third pick in this year's draft, which is originally Houston's pick. You could give them that first round pick back and probably a second, third, or fourth round pick to go with it, and probably have to include another player for salary and those kind of reasons. But if you want Deshaun bad enough, those are the kind of things you're going to have to wrap your head around and be comfortable with doing if you're Miami or whoever it is. So Deshaun's gonna get some interest for sure. But it's going to cost you a little bit, but in the end, you're getting Deshaun Watson. And like you said, he's on the cusp of being one of those premier quarterbacks in the league. So, you know, why not put your chips in the middle of the table and go, I'm all in, here we go.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is fantastic, and I think it makes a lot of sense to bring him right here in our backyard to the Arizona Cardinals and go a different direction. Like, you're getting a better version of what you have right now. And quite frankly, Mike, I don't know if the version of what you have right now can ever be the version of Deshaun Watson, to be quite frank with you. So with that being said, if I'm the Arizona Cardinals and I want to get better, this to me is a great opportunity to do that. And you know what? You got his wide receiver that they took away from him. There's something to that to me. So if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I'm doing whatever I can to make this happen, brother.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can reunite Hopkins and Watson. They already have chemistry together. They played together for a few years, so I'm sure both of them would be very much in favor of reuniting for sure.
All righty, my friend. We got to take a break. We're going to wrap up this hour, but that does let us know that hour number two is on the horizon. A lot, all NFL talk. We will have the great Ari Wolf join us in hour number two, part of the Kansas City play-by-play team, at least for the preseason, and obviously a big part of the NFL Network. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour. You would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always follow us, check us out, interact with us a couple different ways. On Twitter, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. You can check us out on social media. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. Mike, I don't know if you were able to check out. I did get a post out there. So it basically just says, let's go, people, who you got? I don't care if your team is playing or not. I got Patrick, my homie, and the Chiefs. What say you? Obviously, this is going to be a fun game. We know that, but excited to see it all unfold, and I know you are as well.
No, it's funny. You're mentioning the post. I was looking at the post while you were talking and just shared it with people. So, I know it's out there. It's a good post, so let's see what kind of traffic we can get with it. But at the same time, we're expecting, you know, I'm expecting like a 34-26 or like a 41-28, 41-30 kind of game. What if it turns out to be a game, you know, like John Poulter said, you know, in our first segment, where it's, you know, 21-18 or like a 21-17 kind of game with all the firepower that's on the field and it becomes a defensive game? That would be a little bit of irony for me.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. When he said that, I was kind of like thinking to myself, I don't know how this works out this way when you have the explosiveness that you have on this field And I know that these defenses are both pretty good. The linebackers can get after it a little bit, but firepower, firepower, firepower. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm with you, man. I do think it's a low 30s, high 20s type game. Maybe even somebody does break that 40 barrier. I know we got to take a break. I hear the music. We're going to do that. So keep it close, everybody. Hour number two, all about Super Bowl 55. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. In an interview with CBS's Nora O'Donnell set to air at 1 p.m. Eastern before the Super Bowl, President Joe Biden addresses the stimulus package, his son Hunter, Iran, and the federal minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The president said his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is not likely to survive. He did say Friday that he is committed to $1,400 payments because that is what Americans were promised. Republicans are saying President Biden's stimulus package is too big. Democrats say it's big enough. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells CNN State of the Union,
"We need a package that's big enough to address this full range of needs. And I believe that the American Rescue Plan is up to the job."
Some lawmakers are calling for targeted payments for those most in need. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Iran is hoping to get back on better terms with the U.S. now that President Biden is in office.
Iran's supreme leader is urging the U.S. to lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to its commitments under its nuclear deal with world powers. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 as part of what he called maximum pressure against Iran. In response, Iran began to gradually violate its commitments under the deal. Officials have repeatedly stressed the country would not come back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until the U.S. eases its sanctions. Although Biden has promised to rejoin the deal, he has insisted that Iran must first reverse its nuclear steps, creating a contest of wills between the two nations. In a bid to ramp up pressure on the new administration, Iran has threatened to block nuclear inspections later this month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time, comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Diehard NFL fans are counting every moment until Super Bowl 55, about 6.5 hours away. It will be the lowest attended Super Bowl ever thanks to COVID-19 restrictions. About 25,000 fans are expected in Tampa Bay for kickoff between the Buccaneers and Chiefs. Among them are 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers. The NFL has announced the Hall of Fame class for 2021.
5-time MVP and 2-time Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning will headline the class, along with 9-time Pro Bowl defensive back Charles Woodson and former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson, all three getting in their first year of eligibility. Also in the class of 2021, former Tampa Bay and Denver defensive back and current 49ers general manager John Lynch, former Pittsburgh offensive lineman Alan Faneca, former Dallas wideout Drew Pearson, and former Raiders and Seahawks head coach Tom Flores. They'll be enshrined in Canton the weekend of August 5th through the 9th. The extended event will also include the induction of the class of 2020, with last year's event canceled because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
9 people are dead and more than 100 are missing after a glacier snapped off in India, sending water, mud, and debris gushing down a mountain. A dozen workers trapped inside a tunnel were rescued. A wall of water smashed into 2 dams, obliterating at least one of them. A hydropower plant was destroyed and another damaged. 140 workers at the plants are missing. Many villages have been evacuated. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, check out auctionofchampions.com.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Super Bowl 55 style, coming at you hard for this hour of the program, all about the Super Bowl that'll be happening later on today, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So adjust your clocks to whatever that might be for you, wherever you are in the world, as we have Tom Brady and Patrick, my homie, Mahomes, going at it in Super Bowl 55, Mike. I can't wait to break this thing down with you this hour, brother. A lot to dive into, my friend.
And there is a lot to dive into, and we will get into that in the next hour, but it's going to be a fun game. You know, I've already talked about it a little bit, but we will see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it somebody else that gets it done? Is it a terrible coaching decision? Just wait till it all unfolds, people. We'll have to see how it all shakes out at the end of the day. But we're going to break it down. On the other side, Ari Wolf, part of the Kansas City Chiefs play-by-play team during the preseason. We'll get his take on the game today. And your thoughts, your opinions, people, get at us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you own a timeshare but can't use it because of travel restrictions, a change in life circumstances, or perhaps you can no longer afford the monthly payments or annual maintenance fees? If you feel stuck or you just need to get out of your timeshare, Newton Group is here for you. They are the nation's oldest timeshare relief company, which means you can trust them. Read the reviews. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and a proven track record to legally relieve you from the financial burden of your timeshare. Getting out of your timeshare can be tricky business. So it's important you go with a company you can trust, and nobody, I mean nobody, has more experience than the experts at Newton Group. For your free consultation and your free consumer's guide to timeshare exit, call 877-WE-DO-EXIT. That's 877-WE-DO-EXIT. Why pay for something you aren't even using? Give us a call at 877-WE-DO-EXIT or visit NewtonExit.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Drew Kayser, punting. The dangerous Tyreek Hill, backpedaling. Handles the sun. Hill finds an opening. Tyreek Hill to the outside. Hill. Blazing speed, Tyreek Hill, electrified, 91 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Go crazy, folks, go crazy.
Somebody's going to be going crazy after Super Bowl 55. Will it be the Kansas City Chiefs and their fan base? Will it be Tampa Bay and their fan base? We'll have to see, man. I can't wait for this game. I really can't. And now to talk to us a little bit more about it and break it down with us, none other than Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You can check out Ari all over the place, whether it's on ESPN, Stadium Network, Tennis Channel, the Kansas City Chiefs, Pac-12 Networks, NBC Sports, and obviously he's also an anchor and a reporter for the NFL Network. And without further ado, Ari Wolf, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Ah, man, it's Super Bowl Sunday. This is like the best morning of the year. I'm jacked up. Let's talk some football and get juiced up for the game.
All right, so just got to ask real quickly, how much of a factor is it, Andy Reid's son, and not being at that game? What say you, motivation? I don't think they need it, but win this one for him. I mean, what are the effects of his son not being out there?
Okay, well, that was as bright a view as I haven't gotten there with it, that it would be a win one for Britt. Look, Britt's had, at times, a very troubled life, and, you know, he'd really been doing well. I mean, had no issues, really, since he became a position coach with the Chiefs. From all the police reports I've seen, he's admitted that he had been drinking, which would be a big, big issue because he had been sober for a long time. You know, I think that the pressure of the Super Bowl sometimes magnifies things. We've seen other athletes in the days leading up to a huge sporting event, you know, sometimes lapse into things. So I think it's just, it's really sad from a human being point of view. I mean, Andy Reid or has already lost his other son, you know, so I think the timing of it just breaks your heart. And obviously knowing that, you know, a kid has life-threatening injuries, I think all of that. The one thing I could say about Andy Reid is even when his son died, Andy is a guy who can put things in a compartment and deal with it at another time. But I've got to feel that it's going to be bittersweet if they win, because he would normally be there, you know, hugging his wife and his one remaining son, and it would be really special. So I think it hurts. I think I don't think it's a motivating thing to win it for him. I think it's, let's not deal with that right now. Let's focus on the immediate task at hand, and that's this incredible moment to try to win back-to-back Super Bowls. But you know, just as a human being and now somebody as a father, you know, it makes you sad. It's a tough situation. So, you know, I have great empathy for the Reeds in this situation, but it's definitely not something that you were hoping would be, you know, we'd be talking about on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, good morning, Ari. This is Mike. Couple questions for you. One, what's the matchup that you're going to be looking at today that's going to, in your mind, determine who wins, who loses? And second, I know that Eric Bieniemy's contract is up after the Super Bowl. I'm assuming Kansas City is going to take care of him. You know, him not landing one of those seven jobs was a little bit of a shocker. So they should be able to re-sign Bieniemy, correct?
I would think so. Look, you know, there's no cap on what you can pay your coaching staff. And I think that obviously it's working out very well for Andy Reid having Eric Bieniemy be his OC. So I don't see there being any issues there. I don't know why, you know, they'd want to go in any direction. I think Andy hopes that Bieniemy at some point does get a head coaching job. But, yeah, I think Bieniemy is back. I think, you know, this formula has worked. He's been there for a long time, but even before he was the OC there. So in that instance, I think Bieniemy would be fine. In terms of on-the-field matchup, there are several. But the thing that I'm going to be watching the most is the two safeties for Tampa and then dealing with the deep threat of Tyreek Hill. So we know Whitehead's going to play, but he's not 100%, right? Antoine Winfield Jr. is going to play. He's not 100%. So with those guys on the back end, how are they going to deal with the speed? Are they going to have to play higher at safety, which is going to allow the Chiefs to run a lot of those crossing routes where they have a lot of success that leaves a lot of room for Travis Kelce? Or does it mean that Edward Dallaire becomes the star of the game because the safeties are going to have to play high because they're not 100%? So I just think that there's a great cat and mouse game in terms of what the Chiefs are going to do based on the Bucs defense. Because Mahomes has talked all week long that he'll take whatever they give him. He'll matriculate the ball down the field, which, by the way, I love that, you know, a young player would use a great word like that, like, you know, Coach Lenny Dawson did. So, look, it's a fascinating thing. I just really think that the safeties are key. If those guys are healthy, they are real playmakers. And if they feel like they're healthy enough that they can occasionally be near the box, I think it just makes for a more fascinating, you know, back and forth in terms of what you're going to try to do. But if they're concerned about the health of those guys and they got to play deep, then I think it's advantage KC, because the more they go to the screen game, the run game, if those things are working, that sets them up to then go deep later in the game. So, but it's going to be fascinating. I think it's going to be awesome. I have noticed one trend this week, guys. You know, I'm not a social media guru, but I can tell you this, that more people, as the week has gone on, I feel like are picking the Bucs. And I think the Chiefs are aware of that. I think a lot of people for a while were like, Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. Now I think that this Brady and there's a buzz thing, I think that's actually going to be a motivating thing for the Chiefs to see a lot of, you know, big-time celebrities and other people have jumped on the Bucs bandwagon. I think Mahomes is like Michael Jordan or anybody else. If he feels slighted in any way, he's going to be like, that's just another motivating factor. And I know for sure that every player on the Chiefs thinks that Mahomes was the MVP. And again, it's not like he was really slighted. Aaron Rodgers had an awesome year, but the great ones use any small little grievance to give themselves that mental edge.
No, I agree. That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, joining us. All right, so a couple quick ones for you. Let me just throw it out there real quickly. So if Tom Brady gets this seventh one, is there any way that Patrick Mahomes actually is able to catch him? And with that being said, I guess what I'm really trying to say is I really feel like the pressure's on Patrick Mahomes to get number two, and obviously keep Tom Brady at number six. People have said this to me before. We're never going to see another guy get to 10 Super Bowls. I don't know if that's true, but I do know that 2 and 6 is a lot closer than 1 and 7. So does Patrick Mahomes need to get this one to eventually be the next GOAT?
Yes. The simple and short answer is yes, and here's why. Because he'll always be judged on this Super Bowl. It won't necessarily be the other ones that he accumulates against different quarterbacks.
Yep.
In all likelihood, this is going to be one and done. Mahomes and Brady in one Super Bowl. Look, it could happen again next year. It's not impossible. But I think most football people think that this is going to be their one Super Bowl. So okay. This one's going to count more than the other ones for Mahomes. So if you can beat Brady head-to-head, then 6-2 looks a ton different than 7-1, and you lost to the guy. So I think, yeah, there is pressure on Mahomes. It seems crazy. The guy's 25 years old, and I think we're all getting way ahead of ourselves. But I think it's actually out of respect for Mahomes, because if you watch him play, you think that he actually could be the greatest of all time if he's given the opportunities to accumulate Super Bowl titles. But this is the biggest one. Not just because it's today, but I think it's because it's against Tom Brady. And also remember, early in Brady's career, he won back-to-back. So again, this just sets the template that if he can win back-to-back early, you already have building that foundation and that resume to one day be considered the greatest of all time.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you who's going to win the game because I know you're not going to give me that answer. So what I'm going to ask you instead is, what do Tampa Bay need to take away from Kansas City to make them the victors? And what do Kansas City need to take away from Tampa to make them the winner?
Okay, well, I'm with Arians on this one. All week long, he's preached that he's not as much worried about Hill as he is Kelce. So I'm going to go ahead and buy into what Arians is saying, that taking away Kelce is the most important thing, because he really is the security blanket for Mahomes, particularly on broken plays, right? When he gets out of the pocket and tries to make something, Kelce's usually the guy who just finds some open space. So I'm going to go with, for Tampa, taking away Kelce. Now, if you're Tampa and you're looking to take, you know, you've taken Kelce out, there's still lots of other weapons. There are tons of other guys. If you're Kansas City looking at Tampa, you know, there are a lot of guys who can make plays, but I actually think for them the key is to limit Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is the guy who can make big plays. He's a big body down the field, and frankly, he hasn't played all that well in the playoffs. So I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike Evans to step up and be the man. And look, whether he can do that in the biggest game of his life, I don't know. Frankly, I don't think he's a clutch player. But still, I think he's an interesting matchup. So take away Kelce on one side, take away Mike Evans on the other side. And look, I'll say this, I won't make predictions, but my heart is with the Chiefs because they write me checks, and I'm loyal to that. And look, I love their organization, and I love Andy Reid. But let me tell you this, there'll be nobody more deserving of winning a title, and there won't be a guy. It's a little like last year when Andy Reid won, the whole league was happy for him.
I hear you. I guess we got to go. I don't know if he got cut off or what, but we got to go do a break. Appreciate Ari Wolf, American Sportscaster, for joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Super Bowl 55. That's the day we got upon us today's Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their backyard. It's a very, very cool situation, if you ask me. We got Tom Brady, the GOAT, right now. We've got maybe the future GOAT in Patrick, my homie, Mahomes. We just got done talking with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, who is part of the Kansas City play-by-play team during the preseason with the NFL Network, an anchor and a reporter there. So the guy knows his stuff left and right about the game. And, I thought it was interesting because I think he and I are on the same page about what you need to take away from these teams as to how you're going to be effective. If you can take Travis Kelce away from the Kansas City Chiefs, Mike, I'm sorry, but that's going to be a long day because we know the kind of numbers that this dude is capable of. So, you're talking about a guy that is capable of somewhere between, let's just say, 7 and 13 catches maybe, right? And we're talking about a guy that's going to get you, let's say, on a really, really low end, 85 to 150-plus yards. So if you can take that out of the equation, yeah, I think you've done something right. And then on the other hand, with Mike Evans, I think he talked about this guy. He's a little bit like Tyreek Hill in the sense of he can get behind those defenses and he can obviously make some big plays. And another guy that is capable of having a very productive day with catching the ball and getting yards after he catches the ball. So I agree with him on those two things because I don't look at the running games as something like that I'm trying to take away. I almost look at that as like a bonus or a plus if these two teams are able to establish that, because we talked about this on the local show. Neither one of these teams ran for 100 yards during the regular season. Patrick Mahomes threw for 462, and Tom Brady threw for like 345. The difference was no interceptions from Mahomes, a couple interceptions from Tom. They both threw for 3 touchdowns, but again, not a running game. Like, I think whoever can establish a running game, to me, that's going to be the team that's going to win, Mike.
No, it absolutely is. That can, and it doesn't have to be like an overpowering running game like you've been saying. Just, you got to keep the other defense honest, and instead of dropping, you know, 7 or 8 DBs, you got to bring those linebackers up in the box a little bit. And then that opens up everything on the back end for either one of these quarterbacks. But it's going to be interesting because, you know, we have, you know, Travis Kelce probably, you know, you certainly make the argument he's the best tight end, in the business right now. You got Gronk on the other side who's been through the wars and won titles and he knows what it takes and, you know, his big personality, Kelce's, you know, big personality. So, you know, the difference in these two tight ends that can be, you know, a difference maker is simply just one's younger than the other, in terms of years. But the Leonard Fournettes, the other guys for Tampa Bay, they do have to step up. They do have to make the Kansas City defense honest and vice versa, on the other side.
All right, so let's just say Tampa Bay does get out of the gate quick and Kansas City is playing from behind once again where they're very comfortable. I think the only difference is this is the Super Bowl, right? It's not the NFC Championship game. It's not the divisional round. It's the Super Bowl. So I think what ultimately happens is time, right? Like, time starts going too quickly. It's something that we have yet to see the Chiefs have to deal with, in the sense of not being able to get it done. They can do it in 6 minutes. They can do it in 10 minutes. I just wonder how that psychologically affects them. And let's just say the other way, right? Like, let's say they actually get out of the gates and they're actually winning this game. So my point is they're always like, we expect them to win, but it always feels like they're coming from behind to do it, right? So if the shoe kind of switches today and the Chiefs are out of the gate real quick and they go up 14-0, does complacency set in? I guess that's my question. And do they relax a little bit? Do the guys on defense stop playing press or man and things along those lines? Do they go into a prevent? Do they go into the dime? Do they go into the nickel? What do they do if they're actually not playing from behind, which I think is a pretty comfortable position for them, right? So let's just say they get out of the gate and they're playing really well and they jump on Tampa. How do they stop themselves from getting complacent, Mike?
Look, that is on Andy Reid to keep his foot on the gas, and Eric Bieniemy. If that offense gets out 14-0, 17-0, something like that, they're going to have a ton of confidence, for the rest of the game. I don't think defensively, you don't go into the prevent or anything like that. What you need to do is just stay aggressive. Come after Brady. Move him off his spot, because you and I have talked about this numerous times. He's not mobile. And, you know, if you can pin him in the pocket and collapse the pocket, and then you turn it right back over to, you know, that Kansas City offense with Mahomes and Hill and Kelce and God knows who else, you know, to make a play. Kansas City is going to have an easy day. Now, I'm not saying the game is easy or anything like that, but, you know, with Kansas City, time of possession is not a big deal to them, at all, because they can score on one play, or they can march it down the field in 10 plays and score, a touchdown. So, you know, if Kansas City gets out, look out. We could break that 40-point barrier fairly quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, very explosive, high-powered offense. That's why it kind of shocked me that John was feeling maybe a 21-18. And he might wind up being right about it. I don't know, but I just find it hard to see it that way. I really do. I think you're looking at least four touchdowns from one of these teams, and if not more. I think that would be quite a story, though, don't you, if the defenses happen to be the story of this game when we're thinking about the high-powered offenses?
Oh, absolutely. That would be the story of the game, and you could have an MVP of the game that's a linebacker or a DB or something. You know, it's going to come down to, you know, I think Ari said it on our local show, these quarterbacks are going to throw a pick. You know, what kind of pick is it? Is it a pick between the 20s that maybe doesn't make that big of a difference? Or is it a pick six? Or is it a pick late in the game, kind of deal? So if those kind of things happen and the defense is clamped down a little bit, yeah, we could have a surprising, hard fought game on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, real quickly, just want to switch gears before we go to a break. And I know we do have callers on the line, so we will get to you in just a moment after we take a break. I don't want to squeeze you in before we have to do that. Drew Brees restructuring his contract so that he can stick around a little bit. I think that is an interesting move. I'd be ready to move on. What say you?
Well, who are you going to move on to? If you are New Orleans, you're going to turn it over to Jameis? You're going to turn it over, and his name escapes me right now, buddy. I'm sorry.
Taysom Hill, but here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Taysom Hill, but who are you going to move on to?
Look, at some point, brother, you got to, you know, like you have to move on. And what we've seen from Drew Brees over the past few years is a very weak arm, bro. I'm sorry. He can't make the throws anymore. So why do you keep bringing him to the party if you know that he just doesn't have what it takes anymore? I don't know if I like it. I think this is a guy sticking around to keep making a lot of money. That's how I feel, Mike.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but do they get into the Deshaun Watson thing? Do they get in on the Wentz thing? Like, what, we don't know what their organization is thinking in terms of, you know,
I think
what's
you gotta do
move.
Something, man. I really do. And I know we gotta take a break too, because I can hear the music. So we'll do that. Don't mean to cut you off, brother. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Do you have valuable collectibles and worry what will happen if they're stolen? Wax Insurance is a mobile app that allows collectors to take care of all their insurance needs. Whether you collect watches, sports memorabilia, wine, fine art, you name it, Wax makes insuring what you care about incredibly easy. To get an immediate quote, download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Then take a picture of your item and provide some basic information. That's it. No extensive paperwork or need for third-party appraisals. Download the Wax Insurance app and use promo code INSURE. Sure today.
He'll be in the shotgun formation on this 4th and 26 from his own 24. Leading by 11, gets the shotgun snap, rolls back, winds up, long arching pass, down the near sideline, zeros on the clock, the benches will empty. And this one is over. Kansas City has won their first Super Bowl in 50 years. 50 years, a lifetime. And they do it in come-from-behind fashion, beating San Francisco 31-20 in Super Bowl 54. With Patrick Mahomes leading the comeback, he is the Super Bowl 54 MVP.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Super Bowl 55 is literally coming at us this afternoon. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, one GOAT, maybe to the next GOAT. Back-to-back opportunity for Patrick Mahomes to win Super Bowls for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tom Brady's done that before. We all know that. This guy is incredible. This guy's fun to watch. And I'm excited for the game today. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can get on board with us. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Got a good post going right now. It's starting to heat up a bit. A lot of people are starting to engage upon it. It is obviously about Super Bowl 55. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with MISM. For those that don't know, that's Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, Dorfman, Mike Wilson, it's your world, brother. What's up?
Good morning. Boy, I heard that lead it, and it went 4th and 26, and I had a whole horrible flashback, not knowing what exactly the Super Bowl. But anyway, good morning, fellas. Sunday, and yes, Michael, there's no way better way I want to start my hours of pregame than with you and Andy to start it off and kick off this Super Bowl 55 and see what's going on. I mean, such a great day. Really looking forward to it. I think a lot of things to touch on. First of all, I think the key to Tampa Bay is to establish the run, which would then set up the pass and play good D. And I think for Kansas City, the key is to establish the run, to set up the pass and play good D. I don't know. That's my Saturday Night Live throwback. I don't know if you saw it last night. It was pretty funny. But I think the game is going to be fantastic. I think we're underestimating Tom Brady. I think this is going to be Tom Brady's day. As much as I don't want it to be Ndamukong Suh's day, I think it's Tom Brady's day. And I'm looking forward to seeing the GOAT become the GOAT the Tiger Woods, that, you know, the once in a lifetime person in sport, reach that level and play to a level and show us something that's never been done before. I'm really looking forward to this more than ever. I think what Ari was talking about, you guys were talking about Andy Reid and Britt Reid and playing one for Britt. I don't think that's really a factor. Not that I want to equate one tragedy to another. I would say the loss of Ted Thompson the Wednesday before, 2 weeks ago, was probably on Aaron Rodgers' mind. It was like, win one for Ted. You know, but it's a team sport, and everyone's got to be involved with it. Sure, Brett is a coach, but I don't think it's going to be a big factor in the game. And I think it might even, honestly, come down to Ryan Succop, you know, kicking a winning field goal, well, when it's all said and done. My prediction, I'll give you my prediction at the end of the conversation, but that's what's on my mind right now, guys. How you guys doing?
I'm all right, man. I can't complain, man. I'm looking outside at a beautiful sky, and, you know, it's going to be a fantastic game. I'm sure of that, for sure. Look, I want to break it down with you a little bit, because we did have Ari Wolf. I'm sure you were listening to him. And, you know, I asked him what he thought each of these teams needed to take away so that they would have success. And, you know, I'm on the similar page with him. It pick your poison, whether it's Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce that you're trying to take away from the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's not disrespecting any of the other weapons that they have. We know that those are their two go-to guys, right? So he wants, obviously, if Tampa's going to have success, he says they got to take Kelce away. And I see a lot of sense behind that, because you got a guy that's very capable of making a lot of plays, a lot of catches, and getting you well over 100 yards. If you can take that out of the equation somehow, some way, I think it's instrumental for Tampa Bay to win. On the other side, he was talking about Mike Evans, taking him away. And, you know, I think he's similar in the sense to Tyreek Hill. Not the same type of guy exactly, but they both can beat you. They can get behind those defenses, and they can wreak havoc in that secondary. What do you think? Why are you picking Tampa and Tom, other than just saying it's his day, he's the GOAT, he's the greatest? I understand that, but there's got to be more to it than just saying that. So what is it about Tampa that you like more so than Kansas City?
I think right now it's going to boil down to the offensive line and giving Tom or Patrick time to pass, to find these guys, you know, and who's going to be put on their back. I mean, really what it comes down to, I think, is turnovers. You know, there's no way Tom's going to throw three picks like he did against the Packers and win against the Chiefs. So right. I think it's going to come down to turnovers, and turnovers really is your defense. So it's really the offensive line. Brady's heart was hardly touched, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, both the guys can step up through the pocket. Sure, Mahomes is younger. He can scramble probably better than Tom these days. But you give either one of these guys the time to find their receivers, and they'll do it. So really, I think it's right at the line of scrimmage. Who's going to dominate the line of scrimmage? My offense or your defense? And whoever has the ball. So that's the key to the game.
You know, and there's obviously been – well, hey, let me throw this in there too. There's been some concern about the offensive line, obviously, for Patrick Mahomes without his right and left tackle. And quite frankly – here's where my head is on this, and follow me or don't follow me, it's okay. Patrick Mahomes is the type of guy that literally uses his feet to extend plays, and that is part of what he wants to do in the first place. So the fact that he's been playing without one of his tackles, I believe, since week six, and then obviously you have the other guy get knocked out after the Buffalo Bills game. I understand what you're saying, but I like you say, we're not appreciating Tom Brady enough. I'm going to throw it back at you, and I'm going to say, bro, you're not appreciating Patrick Mahomes and his greatness enough, and you're underestimating his ability to move outside of the pocket, create plays, extend plays. And then what you're also not understanding here as well is the guys that are guarding those people, like a Travis Kelce, a Hardman, a Tyreek Hill, they've got to guard that guy for longer than 5 or 6 seconds. That is really, really difficult to do in the NFL. So I think you're underestimating the greatness of a young Patrick Mahomes, who you haven't had the luxury of seeing him do it for 20 years. So don't underestimate how good this guy is.
No question about it, but that's why I'm saying it's all about giving them time. If you give Patrick, if the line can hold up and Patrick Mahomes is given the time, forget it. you know, it's game over.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. He doesn't need the offensive line to give him time. His legs will give him time. You're not getting it. Listen, if it was Tom Brady and this was the situation for Tom Brady, bro, I think it spells doom. I think it's disaster. I think it's chaos. But we're talking about a dude that is extremely mobile. He doesn't need the offensive line to protect him. He's got his feet to protect him. I think you're underestimating the value of how good this guy is on his feet.
I would argue that Aaron Rodgers is also really good on his feet, but Aaron Rodgers was put on his back 2 weeks ago.
I'm glad you brought that up, because here's the deal, bro. Aaron Rodgers 5 years ago would have ran the ball on third down. Aaron Rodgers of where he is right now at 36 years of age is not sure if he can get there anymore. That ain't the case with Patrick Mahomes, brother. Patrick Mahomes knows he can get to that spot if he uses his legs. He ain't going to second-guess himself. That's the difference.
Aaron Rodgers used his legs against the Rams, and I don't know why he didn't run it on second and third. That's a whole other discussion that you and I have had. I mean, Don't get me started. Please don't get me started on that.
But I think it goes along your lines of what you said about Tom Brady a while back. You can make an argument that this guy's the greatest at 1.0 and 2.0. Well, Patrick Mahomes might be Aaron Rodgers 2.0. Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Younger guy, quicker feet, been there, knows what it takes to win, won it last year. And you know, it's the end of the long season, but I'm just saying, when it comes down to it, I think that the defensive line is going to dominate the offensive line and shore up the corners, and may not give Patrick the time that he needs, you know, a lot of the time. Mahomes will make plays.
All right. Let's fast forward because we got to let you run. We're up against a break here. Who you got? What's the score? Lay it out for us, Mitch in Santa Monica.
Tampa Bay by 5, because there's going to be some weird scoring going on, whether it's 2-point conversions, you know, and it's going to be high scoring, maybe like a weird 38-35 type, or 38-33, you know, 8s and 3s. You know, what numbers do you have on your sheet?
I got 4s and 7s on my sheet. Okay, so I'm gonna say 37-24, something like that. And we're not on the same page, bro. It's Patrick, my homie, and the Chiefs that are gonna win this thing. It ain't gonna be Tampa Tom and the boys, dude. At the end of the day, my friend, let's go back to 1991. I haven't shared this with you, but there was a song by a very good group called Boys to Men called "It's the End of the Road," and I'm seeing that be the case for my man Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the end of the road. They're meeting up with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch in Santa Monica. Hey, appreciate you. You know that.
Absolutely. And speaking of end of the road, can we believe here we are, 1,700 players, hundreds and hundreds of positive COVID tests. We played games in the NFL each day of the week, which has never been done before, and yet here we are on time with the Super Bowl, with two teams playing, with fans in the stands, albeit not as many as we'd love to have. But the NFL season, as much as, you know, we were skeptical, was a complete success. And here we are celebrating it today.
I agree. Well said, my friend. Enjoy the game. Have a wonderful day.
You too, guys. Hey, Mike, have a good one.
You too.
Mike, you weren't in on the conversation much, but, like, that Mitch in Santa Monica guy is like a brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I appreciate you letting us go back and forth at each other. You and I are going to come back like we always do with our parting shots and let people know what we think is the score. And I think I already let the cat out of the bag, so I'll do it one more time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you one final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Super Bowl 55 edition of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, you're going to get a special edition of the Super Bowl style Sports Overnight America with the Dorf Man, and I'll have a special guest who's on with me right now, and that's my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, because we love you that much, people, and we're going to come back to you late night on the Sports Overnight America, and we'll be talking, obviously, Super Bowl 55. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Hey, you know, with all the Super Bowl talk, we forget that the Hall of Fame class for 2021 was announced yesterday with a star-studded, lineup. You got Alan Faneca, offensive lineman for the Steelers, Cardinals. You got Megatron, Calvin Johnson, John Lynch, Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Tom Flores, who coached the Raiders, Drew Pearson, wide receiver for the Cowboys, who got in through the senior committee, and Bill Nunn, who was a scout and personnel executive. Congratulations to each and every one of them. They have reached the pinnacle of being recognized for their contributions to the NFL.
Yeah, and Megatron, 35 years old or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. The guy was incredible. I wish he would have played longer is my point. To your point of what you just said, we didn't mention this all day, so I'm going to get this in here as well. It's a nice victory, but it's not the victory that you wanted to have. I'm not sure if you know where I'm going with this, but obviously my man Aaron Rodgers got the MVP award for the National Football League. It's a regular season award. I think he'd rather be holding and hoisting up that Lombardi Trophy and bringing it back to what we like to think of as Titletown. So, unfortunately, I'm very excited. I'm really happy that he won the award. But, Mike, on the other hand, I'm a little disappointed that he's not going to be hoisting up a Lombardi Trophy, bringing that title back to Titletown, and maybe even a Super Bowl MVP. So as great as it was of a year for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they're not playing in the biggest game of the year, which is Super Bowl 55. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So congratulations to them. For Mike, for Scott, for Ari Wolf, our callers. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll be back next week. Hey!
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.